Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply popularity contest. Ever since we were kids growing up in grade school, we were experiencing or have experienced the popularity contest. Those who won prom king and queen, homecoming king and queen, the person that was senior class president, captain of the football team, the head of the cheerleading, all of those different titles were all results of someone being more popular than everybody else. And it didn't stop in grade school. Today, our political system is a large, humongous, well-funded popularity contest. It doesn't always matter who has the best issues or the best platform. Whoever can convince the people that they are the most popular are typically the ones that are going to win. In business, the popularity contest also has relevance because our model, our concept, our products, our services must be seen as popular in the eyes of the consumer in order for us to excel in advance. It's the reason why people buy name brand items from the grocery stores or wherever else they shop, because everyone wants to be connected to whatever is popular. Therefore, in order to excel as an entrepreneur, as a business leader, it is important to understand the principles of popularity. POP will be our acronym for today that will give us our three key components to make sure your business is popular. The P in our POP acronym reminds us of the importance of promotion. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the importance of promotion. We should all be living, walking, breathing, moving, talking advertisements for whatever product or services that we sell. It's important for us to do that. In Texas, we are an entrepreneurial state. And when you drive down the highway, a one in every six vehicles on the freeway has some type of advertisement on the car. If it's a truck, it has the name of the landscaping company. You see somebody else in some other type of business, and it's bumper stickers, things in the back of the windows, the car's completely wrapped. Everyone wants to promote exactly what they do. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, we have to also be walking advertisements for what we do as an organization, as a business. Some people use social media. That's one way of promoting your organization, but it's not the only way. You also see individuals with t-shirts on that have their company name and logo on it. You see others that pass out business cards. I've got a friend of mine who is in the exotic car business, and he's got two matching Lamborghinis, and they both have personalized license plates. One of them says, "Ask me how." He wants people to come up and ask him how he got that vehicle so he could help them do the same thing. He has another one that says, "Ask me now." He doesn't want them to wait. He wants them to come and take action. That's the purpose of promotion. It makes you more popular. Now, of all the different ways that you can promote, there is nothing that takes the place of the commercial conversation. That's simply a dialogue with a purpose. That means every time you're communicating with someone, whether face-to-face, on the phone, via text message, however it might be, you're always promoting what you do. At Success Training Institute, that the conversation is always on our lips. Everyone inside the organization is constantly communicating about what we do and you. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you should embrace that same concept of participating in the commercial conversation. The O in our POP acronym reminds us of the importance of outperforming. Yes, my friends, at some point, we all have to prove ourselves with our performance. Think about it. The captain of the football team is usually the best player. He's not the one that's skipping practice. He's not the one that doesn't know the plays. He outperforms. When you're wondering, how do I outperform? I always say, follow the ER rule, that we've got to work a little bit harder, a little bit smarter, a little bit longer, become a little more stronger. Yes, and every time we're doing these things. We're simply competing in ourselves. We're competing in ourselves with ourselves to say, I want to see a better me than I saw yesterday. My friends, are you looking at a better you than you saw last week? A better you than you saw last month? A better you than you saw last year? If the answer is yes, then you're on the pace to outperform. And you're not necessarily competing against everybody else. You're making yourself better. And by making ourselves better, then we discover that everything else becomes a lot easier. Finally, my friends and neighbors, that P in our POP acronym reminds us of the importance of participation. Yes, participation. I have to say this. Home-based does not mean homebound. We've got to get out. Everyone has to get out of the house, as comfortable as it is to walk around in PJs and sip on the lattes. At some point, in order to excel, we've got to get out. Yes, that means that you've got to go to all the events and the functions. You've got to participate in everything that takes place. If it's going on in your community, you should be one of the most popular people in your city. Why? Because you participate. The same thing holds true in school. One of my daughters is very popular, primarily because she participates in everything. She'll say, Dad, can you take me to the basketball game? Some of my friends are playing on the team. Then the next day, she'll say, can you take me to the cross-country event? I've got some friends on that team. Then she'll say, can you take me to the golf event? I've got some friends. And I'm saying, sweetie, you have friends everywhere? Well, she's everywhere because she's only 13, but she'll have a car really fast because at some point, I'm going to get tired of taking her everywhere. Well, in order to make your business more popular, my friends and neighbors, that's exactly what we've got to do. Getting out makes people recognize who we are, becoming visible, going places, and everywhere there is an event in your city, in your town, in your community, if you make it a point to say, I'm going. That's what insurance agents did many years ago to build their businesses. That's what real estate agents do to build their businesses. And it's what every business owner has to embrace in order to grow. It's not just talking to the friends and family. It's making new friends. It's expanding the base. You think about it. The best politicians are the ones that travel the country coast to coast, and they've got rallies everywhere. They've got people they're meeting with. They're hosting town hall meetings. They're shaking hands and kissing babies. They're doing everything. They're everywhere from coast to coast, from north to south. You cannot miss them because they're working to gain popularity through participation. My friends, I hope this training segment has been beneficial to you. If it has, simply like Success Training Institute on Facebook. And if you're a first-time listener, contact the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. Finally, my friends, remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.